Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Damon, Ratto, and Kolsky continues on 95.7 The Game.
What's the best way to get into our 5 o'clock hour on a Friday afternoon with Sunday Night Football coming to town? The man who is the voice of Sunday Night Football, nice enough to join us here on Damon, Ratto, and Kolsky, the legend that is Al Michaels. Thank you very much for your time today, Al. We've been running after you all week, and finally, our producer got you to cave. Thank you so much.
He's a great man, and I'm happy to be with you guys, and anytime I can be on anything with Ray Ratto, since I sit here in Palo Alto and I look over the city and think of the days when Ray Ratto cut his eye teeth at the Palo Alto Times. I couldn't wait for that paper to wind up in the driveway.
You couldn't wait for that paper to wind up in the bushes.
True, but I couldn't wait to get that paper to see what the closing stock prices were. That's how you got them in those years. But I knew you were sitting at the knee of the great Leonard Coppett, and we go all the way back, Raymond, all the way back.
So let's start with the easy one. How many times are you going to have to talk about Aaron Rodgers' relationship with the town that once loved him?
Well, it's a story that's been told so many times, and obviously, you know, we go into what happened. We don't beat it over the head, though. You can't do that. People know what's going on. I think people just want to see how he's going to play and what's going to happen. And, I mean, I think everyone knows how it played out. We'll talk to him. Maybe we'll glean something from him when we have our meeting with the Packers tomorrow. But, you just don't regurgitate stuff that's been out there. So we won't beat it over the head. But I think, you know, the more interesting thing is going to be, what do you see from him? What do you see from that team? I mean, they laid the all-time egg on opening day. They didn't play particularly well in the first half the other night. Second half, they played well against Detroit. But we'll find out, I think, who the Packers are. We might find out on the other side, who the 49ers really are this season in week three.
When you say you don't regurgitate things, I have a question.
Oh, boy.
How many years have you been in television?
A lot, and radio, too. And you know what? You try not to regurgitate things. That's all you can hope for. Because, you know, I think people get worn out hearing the same things over and over and over. We live in this world today where everybody's got to get has to have, you know, 114 different takes on stuff. So, you know, now that you got now that I'm the one who brought up regurgitate, I'm trying to think, and I'm going to go to dinner here in an hour and a half. So that's not a good word to have in my brain, I can tell you that.
Well, I don't want to make it worse, Al, but when it comes to radio, I dare you to spend 4 hours a day in a studio with Ray Ratto and avoid regurgitating. As far as the game goes, the Packers quarterback situation has gotten a tremendous amount of attention, but I think arguably the more interesting quarterback story is the Niners. And I'm wondering, spending a little time in Ninerland this week, what is the impression you get of the 49ers quarterback situation, let's call it?
Well, I think Garoppolo is a guy who really assesses things very calmly and coolly. And he did, I mean, in New England, sitting behind Brady all of those years, and then he finally gets his opportunity here. And, you know, two of his seasons here get derailed by injuries. But we were with Jimmy earlier today, just a couple of hours ago, and he knew what was coming down. You know, when in Green Bay they drafted Love, Rodgers didn't know about it. And that's when, you know, the famous story about Rodgers going to his liquor cabinet, you know, and having four fingers of tequila. Jimmy told us they kept him apprised of what was going to happen. And, you know, he said, fine. He wants to, you know, compete for the job. And I think that's his mindset. That's who he is. He also said, you know, some of the things that they're bringing in for Trey Lance are helping him, you know, the verbiage and certain different little things. So I think, look, both situations are going to be interesting. What happens after next year or this year for Rodgers? I think Jimmy is signed through 2022. I mean, if he plays well, if they get to the Super Bowl, if he has a really great year, you don't throw him out either, I don't think, at this particular point. So, you know, it could be a case of Lance is going to be the guy of the future. You know, when does the future come? That's going to be the question. Does it come next year? Does it come in 3 years? Just when? And we don't know right now.
Al Michaels in town with Sunday Night Football, and you said you've already sat down with the Niners. Did you get the sense that Kyle Shanahan is over answering quarterback questions, or maybe he gave you a better performance than he's been given to the local media lately, because he seems over us, that's for sure.
Well, I mean, you guys have to deal with him every day, and we only come in, you know, on horseback once in a while. So no, we discussed it, and he, you know, we just basically wanted to know, you know, in what situations he might use Lance. I mean, he used him on opening day. I think he was in for four plays, threw a touchdown pass, had a couple of runs. Didn't use him at all last week, which, you know, in watching that game, I was a little surprised, especially the way the 49ers were playing in the first half. He thought he might put Lance in there to just give him a jolt. But, I mean, he gets it. Kyle understands what's going on. And, you know, we don't sit there and badger him and texture him and ask him the same questions over and over. We get it. We understand it. We're just looking for, you know, when might we look for Trey Lance on Sunday night? In what circumstances?
When might Jimmy Garoppolo or whoever is playing quarterback look for Brandon Ayuk is one of the things that we're going to be keeping an eye on this week. And I hope it's something that Chris Collinsworth will get into in the meat and potatoes of his broadcast. A player in a rookie year, which was as choppy as any rookie year could be for a number of reasons, looked very good, and he's an afterthought through 2 weeks. Now, maybe that all changes this week, and we won't talk about it again, but if Brandon Ayuk doesn't have many targets, I think we might have a story that a lot of people don't understand so far.
It's early. It's really early. Don't forget, you got another receiver on that team who leads the league in receiving yards, Deebo Samuel. So, I mean, he's going to see a lot of the action. You know, throw it to you, check. They got different ways to go about it. And I think, you know, Ayuk is the kind of guy, yeah, I mean, he can break a game open for you. And we saw him last year, I think, in the game in, I think, Philadelphia, where the high hurdle, you know, looked like Edwin Moses. I mean, he's a really good player. There's no question about it. You got George Kittle. So, I mean, he certainly has enough guys to spread it around. I think it's basically a case of, you know, Ayuk just not, you know, necessarily being in the flow over the first 2 weeks. It doesn't mean he's not going to go out and catch 10 passes for 180 yards on Sunday night.
What have you seen so far that you absolutely can trust as absolute proof of what a team is in Week 10?
In Week 10?
What have you seen in the first 2 weeks that you expect to be true in Week 10?
Well, that's a great question, but you look, if you went to the 49ers season last year and you looked at what happened in Week 2, you know, you sort of knew what Week 10 might look like because everybody was in the hospital or at least undergoing surgery. To me, Ray, the whole thing, I mean, if you can stay healthy, do you realize how healthy the Tampa Bay Bucs were last year? They lost almost nobody. Everybody comes back this year. They're obviously a really good team. The Niners last year used 84 players which was tied for the most in the history of the National Football League with Miami in 2019. That excluded, you know, the strike year of 87 when they brought all the guys in off the street. So, you know, if you were to tell me, okay, you're going to have all of these guys, this is a good team. But if you're going to tell me they're going to lose Bosa last year or Kittle or the quarterback goes down, that's why you can never tell. It's so hard in week three because you just don't know what that injury report is going to look like as the season progresses.
Speaking of the injury report, an awful lot of the guys on it happen to play the running back position. And, I guess what we're coming to wonder here is that the one position where with this coaching staff, maybe it just doesn't matter?
I think it matters, but I mean, you know, they're really good at scheming up a running game. It's so funny because we did the Baltimore-Kansas City game last week, and when we walked into our meeting with John Harbaugh, it was like walking in with Kyle today. I mean, he had nobody. And they were, you know, they had Latavius Murray coming. They had Tywan Williams, who was on the practice squad. And, of course, they went out and then ran for about 250 yards. Of course, the quarterback is Lamar Jackson, so that helps your running game a little bit. I think in this particular case, I think it's just a matter of getting the timing down. I mean, when you think about it, with Garoppolo, I mean, he's handing off to guys that he barely knew, a week ago. You got this Trenton Cannon who comes in. I think Casey's hurt. Mitchell may be hurt again. They bring in Patrick from the Cincinnati practice squad. So I know you have to spend a little bit of time during the week in addition to practicing your plays, practicing your handoffs, getting your timing down. So I think scheme-wise, they can do very well. The offensive line, of course, is big. You got big Trent Williams up there, and you know Alex Mack has sort of solidified the middle of the line. So I expect them, especially against Green Bay's defense, which looks to be a little porous, at least at the beginning of the season. I think, you know, the running game should hold up, but it's not going to, you know, it's not going to be as good as it obviously would be with Raheem Mostert.
Forget about the 49ers or Rams winning the West. Let's get into the real question about winning the West. Who do you got, Giants or Dodgers?
Oh, I thought you were going to go to the Arizona Cardinals when we were talking about who could win. I was thinking of the other West.
Yeah, I mean, the Giants could win 104 games and finish in second place, for goodness sakes.
And not only that, you know, and then have that one game play-in. You know, so you go through a whole season, you play all of those games, and then, you know, you have one night, you're out just because you have a bad night. I mean, it's crazy the way that thing lines up. But, hey, I have a little bit of experience with that. When I was with the Cincinnati Reds in 73, I think we had the best record in baseball, won 100 games. That was the year in the East. The Mets had a record of 82 and 79. They didn't even have to play a rained-out game because the division was so horrible that they won the division playing one less game than they had to. So they have three games over 500. The Reds are the big red machine coming off a World Series appearance the year before. What happens in the playoffs? The Mets won. And that cost me a chance to do the World Series on NBC. You think I still got that bitter taste in my mouth? I'm regurgitating that just for Ray.
There you go. The fact that you have any broadcasting regrets is bad news for the rest of us who have yet to accomplish anything in our careers. But I have to ask you, have you seen and what do you think of the Brothers Manning broadcast that is complementing, I guess, the Monday Night Football broadcast? Have you seen any of it?
I have. Yeah, I watched maybe half an hour on opening night. I was in and out of it the other night for a couple of segments. Number one, both those guys are great. I have such respect and admiration. I've had a lot of fun with both of them. They are terrific. I think it's, you know, I heard people say it's a gimmick. It's a little bit of a gimmick in the sense that you're asking people to do something apart from watching a game conventionally. I think it's entertaining. I think those guys have had some fun. I mean, they brought Charles Barkley, and I saw that was fun. But I think if you're a fan and you want to watch the game, you have to see the conventional broadcast because Peyton and Eli are not at the game. They're watching on monitors. They're doing a little side stuff, which is funny and all the rest. But to me, I think if you want to watch the game, you'll watch the conventional telecast. And I think they've done fairly well. I think they had something like $1.8 million last week. But the game itself had about $14 million. So you're still talking about a, I don't know, 7-to-1 ratio in terms of the conventional versus what they're trying to do on ESPN2. So I think this is something that will have some legs. Will everybody try it? I don't think so. I don't think it's that easy to find a Peyton Manning and an Eli Manning to go do this in other places. So you can have a secondary telecast. But again, for me, I want to, you know, if I want to watch the game, I'm watching the main attraction or the main feed.
Well, certainly Sunday Night Football, the main attraction and the main feed every week in the NFL. Levi Stadium this week, and oh boy, I know you're about to head to dinner, but I have to ask you about what comes up next on your broadcasting menu. Bucks, Patriots next week at Foxborough. I heard that that's going to get a big audience.
I think so. I think, you know, obviously, because of, you know, the computer determining the schedule, you knew that Tampa Bay was going to have to play New England. And so that game became, you know, a game in Foxborough. And obviously, I mean, every network wanted that in the worst way. We felt fairly confident that we were going to get the game, and we did. And then it was a matter of where do you put the game? Do you put it in week 4? Do you open with it? You know, Tampa Bay was, well, of course, they would have had to open at home, so you couldn't have had it there. Do you wait for week 10? You don't know. So I think our feeling basically was at NBC to do it sooner than later. October, early October is a good time to do it. For the next 3 or 4 weeks after that, you're running into baseball as well, you know, the World Series and the playoffs and other stuff, so that they can, that can nibble into your audience. This way, you got the whole night to yourself. It's going to be an electric night, obviously. And again, here we go again. You're going to have so much stuff that gets regurgitated all week long, you know, over and over and over and over. By the time we get there, I mean, we're just going to cover the game. Here we go. Obviously, we're going to open up. Brady's coming out. You got to see what the crowd reaction is going to be. I think it'll be terrific for him. And then, he gave him 20 fantastic years. I don't think there's any bitter feelings toward him. And then you kind of let it play out. And once you get through all of that, and Brady's coming back, and here he is, and, you know, unbelievable, and the shots of Belichick and blah, 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 and Bob Kraft, then, is, in the words of my former partner, the great and good and the best, John Madden, he said, you know, you have all this stuff before the game, you prepare like crazy, and then all of a sudden, a game breaks out. So that game will break out, and we'll cover it.
When a game breaks out, it's wonderful to have you there. You are a part of every football fan's life and have been. And I don't want to read another article about when you may or may not be retiring. Al Michaels forever. That's all we're asking, Al. Can you broadcast forever, please?
Well, I'm going to try, but I want to just try to outlast Ratto if I can. Is that possible or what?
Don't make me throw up.
Now we got more regurgitation. Have a great dinner tonight, Al. Thank you so much. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you. Take care, guys.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.